views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Everyone, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and you are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And our topic today is the importance of a good night's sleep. And Nancy, my partner, is not in today, so you are getting the full me today.
That's good. And a little bit of Benny, I think.
Benny. Yeah. Benny's going to pitch in here and we're going to have a great show.
Yeah, it's good to see you. And you're running solo today. I'll do my best to fill in for Nancy's big shoes there.
Oh, so thank you.
We'll do our thing.
It'd be great. And did you have a good New Year?
I did. And back at you. It was actually kind of quiet for us and the boys. I just kind of laid low. You know, I try to stay off the roads. There's a lot of crazies out there and, you know, just doing our thing. It was cute, though. We did little sparkling apple cider drinks and stuff like that. And then we did little poppets.
Oh, that's perfect.
And we kind of didn't do it at midnight. We did a little earlier. I kind of celebrated, you know, like, oh, hey, you know, congratulations.
It's midnight.
Yeah, exactly. It's so,
it's perfect for this.
It was for all of us, yes.
Around our house, they blow off fireworks
major
that you
ones
think
and big
are
ones.
Major bombs.
They are getting bigger these days. Like, as far as, like, I remember when I was a teenager and something, like, I'll be honest, I kind of dabbled in a little bit of that. And I was like, oh, these are nothing. But now it's like, forget about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. At 4th of July, they put some out.
Oh, it's
and
unreal.
The one of the sparks came down, hit John's car, and put a burnt it.
Oh, no.
You had to take it in and get it fixed. Oh. Yeah. So you be careful out there.
Yeah, that's right. Hope everyone's staying safe, that's for sure.
So we're off to a good new year, new beginnings.
New intentions.
New intentions. Put your dreams out there and time to put out what you want so that you could draw that to you this year. And I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I have an office in Issaquah, Washington, and I do the Accelerated Performance System, and it's a technique of muscle testing, a form of kinesiology, very scientific, and what I do is follow a certain protocol, and in that protocol, your body will tell me exactly where you're out of balance. When I'm doing that protocol, what I'm doing is it's similar to acupuncture points on the body that pertain to certain organs. So as I'm following this, I'm actually checking every organ and every system. And when your body's out of balance, your body's made up of your nervous system, and your nervous system sends energy to heal all your organs. And if you're, say you fell and you hurt your knee, it would be red, hot, and swollen. And if you put your hand on your knee, you could feel that heat. Or if you take your hand off your knee, you can actually feel that heat. Well, that's exactly what's going on in your organs when they're out of balance and trying to heal. I describe it as red, hot, and swollen. And that heat actually comes off your body. For those of you who have had body work or energy work, people are scanning your body looking for hot spots. And when they find those hot spots, that's where they put their intention and do the healing. So when I'm doing the muscle testing, I use your arm. And when I'm scanning the body, if I hit a hot spot, that electricity is drawn through me. And it goes like up my, when I'm pointing to it, I'm holding on your arm, goes up my arm, and it goes back to you, and as soon as it hits the first large muscle, usually the deltoid muscle, your arm is going to weaken and drop. So, again, it's very accurate, and when I do this testing, I don't guess what it is. I know exactly what it is. So that we do, we have people come in the office for visits, and we also do long distance. I have clients all over the country, all over the United States. And we do phone consultations, and because I am a holistic intuitive, I'm able to test people whether they're with me or far away. It's just like if you were in the office. I just am thinking of you, and I'm going through the system. And again, that system will tell me exactly what your issues are.
Like it's, a sense of remote healing is what you're
okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's lots of fun what I do. And now a lot of my clients, 50 to 60, 70%, are phone consultations, again, because the traffic is so heavy, even in Seattle.
Yeah, it's not getting any better, that's for sure.
It's not getting any better. So if the traffic is bad and somebody feels it's going to take them too long to get in, they can just change and do a phone consultation so they're taken care of the same day. Or if something comes up and you need something, right, you have an emergency, we're able to take care of you over the phone. So it's easy, it's accurate, and you get the job done.
Perfect. And let's do this. Let's give out the number. It's 800-930-2819 for your show today. It's the Mary J. Mack Show being brought to you by the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Again, the phone lines are open if you'd like to call in and get a little reading with Mary Jane and see what's going on or have her get in tune with your body. It's 800-930-2819. In addition, you also can get in touch with animals as well.
Exactly.
That's a good thing. So yeah. If you're animal friends are looking for a little bit of healing energy, we'll go there too.
Yeah, or somebody in your family you're concerned about, we could help you with that. So there, whatever question you have about anything pertaining to your family or yourself, we're happy to help you with. All right, we're looking forward to those calls. So today we're going to talk a little bit about getting a good night's sleep. I would say 80% of the people that come in to see me have issues with sleeping. And the first thing I look at, well, of course, you look at what they're doing, what they're eating, what's their stimulus. I mean, are they doing caffeine, too much of it during the day? That's important to rule out and get under control. The other is their sleeping environment. And what's in the bedroom? Do you have computers in the bedroom? Do you have Wi-Fi in the bedroom? Are you sleeping with your phone plugged in? It's, you know, the Wi-Fi, the wireless, the electronics around us, they just keep getting added more and more. And
people with their devices, more areas of their house. Yep. Yeah, all that electronic activity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the higher the technology, the worse the environment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With the electromagnetic field. So, we take a look at what's going on in the bedroom. And where do you have your laptop in the bedroom that you keep close by? Do you have your cell phone? Do you have your iPad? Do you have wireless speakers, TV, smart TVs, the TV boxes? All those things make a difference. So when we test, I can test the bedroom and test what's on the walls and what things are connected to. And one thing for sure is everything should be put into a surge protector, because otherwise plugging in the walls, sometimes it'll leak electricity, and that can be an issue. But the best thing to do is to turn off all your devices at night. I mean, if you walk through, you look at your bedroom and you probably see all the lights on, like even flashlights plugged in the wall. It's like everything with these lights on is electricity that's affecting who you are and how you sleep.
There you go. 800-930-2819. We did get a call. Let's take it live on the air. Hey, you're live on the Mary J. Mack Show. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Karina.
Hi, Karina. Welcome to the show. What's your question for Mary Jane?
I wake up with really bad lower back pain. Sometimes it hurts to like even get dressed, but once I warm up, get moving, it goes away. It's just the morning when I wake up.
You are a perfect example of exactly what I'm talking about. So what you have is a sick bladder or inflamed bladder. So your bladder at nighttime is a 100. It should be a 10. So now I'm going to ask, I'm going to test to see how your bedroom scores. And your bedroom score is a 3. So now, do you have a master bath right near your bedroom?
I have a bathroom near my bedroom.
Okay.
It's not in the bedroom.
Okay, so the first thing I check is the bathroom. And you need to do the drains. If you've heard me talk before, the drains in the bathroom, if you were to look down them, they have mold and gunk and thick stuff just from everything that goes down the drain. So use 1/4 cup of a baking soda and 2 to 3 cups of white vinegar. Put the baking soda down first, and then you pour the vinegar in, and it's going to fizz up. You do that, and then 20 minutes later, you run really hot water. And if you've never done that before, you have to repeat it maybe a couple of days in a row to make sure you get it, and then do it every week for at least a month. Because those gases that you breathe in actually cause you to have a toxic stomach, bacteria in the stomach, and then those toxins go through your bladder and kidney and irritate the bladder and kidney. So that's the number one thing you have to do. The next thing is your bedroom is still off. So what are on the nightstands in your bedroom?
On the nightstand?
Yes.
It is a TV.
Okay.
TV, jewelry boxes,
so
some clutter.
So is there a lamp?
Yes, there's a lamp.
Okay. How about a radio?
No radio. There's
electric clock?
No.
Okay, what kind of TV? Is the TV right next to you on the nightstand?
No, not right next.
Is it at the foot of the bed or the end of the bed?
At the foot of the bed, yes.
Okay. So is that TV on a surge protector?
Yes.
So your TV, then you need a new surge protector because your surge protector isn't working very well. It only scores a 2. And though you get a surge protector that's got a fairly heavy-duty cord to it, doesn't have to be expensive, but you look for a better quality surge protector that's got a decent cord to it, because those cords, they can leak electricity and they don't work as well, even when you plug them in. So you need to replace that. And then at nighttime, you could turn off the surge protector so you're not sleeping with the TV on, because that electricity actually affects your bladder. And then on the side, your lamps are not right. They have to be on surge protectors. Are they on surge protectors?
Yes.
You need to replace it then, because they're not right. I get if you put them on new surge protectors, they'll be okay. Then you could have them there. But those are things, it's like sick electricity that will cause what you have, the inflamed bladder. Because it's at nighttime, you're worse. You get up, you move around during the day, and you're better because you're not in that environment. Do you have any Wi-Fi? Do you keep your cell phone in your room?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you turn it off or put it on airplane mode?
No.
You need to do that, because that's the EMFs, that energy from there, that also causes the bladder to be irritated. So either turn it off or put it on airplane mode, but try not to keep it in your bedroom or put it further away from you. Does that make sense? Yeah, that's really important.
Yes, that totally does make sense.
And anything else,
yes.
Like say if you have an iPad, you should turn it off at night. Anything that you can turn off at night, you should turn it off in that bedroom.
Mm.
And when you do that, I get when you change the lamps to a new surge protector, put your TV on a new surge protector, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, your room goes up to a 6. So then it's your cell phone that's a big problem. So you got to turn the cell, your room is a 6, you turn the cell phone off and it goes to a 10. That's how much your cell phone affects you. It's the same thing if you have a cell phone and say you have that cell phone on and you see guys putting it in their shirt pocket or their suit pocket over their heart, that like is a disaster. That because that it has a battery for one thing. So then it's always drawing energy and affecting how you feel. Those people can be tired. They can have come up with some heart issues, palpitations, anxiety, just not feel tired. And it's the same thing if they put that cell phone in their pockets. When you put them in the pockets, then that's an infertility issue. So especially with the, without a case, if you have a phone in, say, a good leather case, and the guys put it on their belt on the side, they can often get away with that. But and the other thing is, when you use a cell phone, you should put it on speakerphone and not hold it to your ear, because as you want to get it further away from you, and try not to be on it all the time.
Right. It's funny that you did say about the inflamed bladder, because it is overactive.
Your bladder?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when you, okay, so let's say you correct all those things, then your stomach goes to a 10, because right now your stomach is a 60, because it's toxic. It's got a lot of bacteria, and that's what's causing the bladder. So when you clean up that area, and you have to think about the rest of your house also. Where's, what kind of Wi-Fi things do you have? What else is in your house that can also be irritating you? There are also different pendants and things that you could put in your house. Claris makes some wonderful products that can help protect you from that electromagnetic frequencies. So it's about doing things to protect your environment, not just the bedroom, but making sure, what else do you have in your house? Like, where's, do you have a computer somewhere else? Do you?
Yes.
So it's your computer room, again, it scores really low. So again, the surge protectors in there need to be replaced. And that makes a big difference, just replacing the surge protectors and making sure you don't have a lot of wiring that's been there a long time. And it's like keeping all that cleaned up. And then
okay, that's very interesting.
And then even having the Wi-Fi on, if some people that have major issues, they have to turn that Wi-Fi off at night if it's really bothering their sleep. And some people are much more sensitive to it. So you pay attention to it and how you feel, and then correct those things we talked about. And I think your bladder is going to get better without doing much of anything.
Oh, that's very simple.
It is. It's very simple, because that's all I get on you, that your environment is what's bothering you. So you just keep continuing to look at your environment and what you could clean up.
Okay. Thank you so much for your advice. That's awesome.
You're welcome.
And thanks very much, Corrine. And that leaves a line open here at the Mary Jane Mack Show, being brought to you by the Transformation Talk Radio Network, 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. 2819, we are discussing on today's show about sleep and if you're getting enough of it, like what you were describing to Corrine, if there's things around you that are,
stimulus.
Yeah, exactly, that are not letting you have that sleep that is required or needed for you in your day. So we'll hit more of that after this break coming up.
Hey.
3 o'clock in the morning, and it looks like it's gonna be another sleepless night. I've been listening to your dreams and getting very low, wondering what I can do. Maybe I'm being foolish, 'cause I haven't heard you mention
anybody. Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do, for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Who's ready to shine in 2018? Hi, I'm Wendy Rose Williams, certified spiritual teacher, past life regressionist, Reiki master, author, and radio host. Want to bring your unique message on air with me as part of the Transformation Talk Radio Network and Soul Wisdom Radio platform, call 425-502-0362 or visit wendyrosewilliams.com to learn how you can expand your reach by sponsoring or advertising with Soul Wisdom Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Been talking in your sleep, sleeping in your dreams with some sweet lover, holding on so tight.
Hi, this is Mary Jane Mack. From the Mary Jane Mack Show.
You have to explain. I'm serenading you right now only because I used to listen to that song like when I was a kid in the garage in our little big wheels and stuff like that, and I was riding our little bikes in the garage. Yeah. And I used to crank that for some strange reason. I love it. But harmonizing, Crystal Gayle brings it back for me.
Oh, I love that
and
song.
And she's talking
too.
About sleeping. So, you know, yeah. Kind of goes with the show content for today. So it works that way.
Oh, it's very good. I like your serenading.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's great. All right, Benny, where are we going?
Well, let's give out some information first before we go to those callers. If you are listening to the show right now, it's the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Our host for today is Mary Jane Mack. She is talking about sleeping and what things you can do around to control the sleeping and make it better for you, whether it's controlling the EMFs. You know, I sleep with my phone next to me. It used to be right next to me in my pillow because I was nervous about
it. That's really bad.
I know, but since listening to your show, it's now on the other side of the room, so I'm slowly...
That's
getting
good.
Away from it slowly. I do have to be a little bit in contact for my boys just in case there's an emergency. Yeah. I don't want to miss it. Until then, I have been sleeping better, though.
Yeah.
So
good.
It's super.
Yeah, under your head. That's like brain cancer, you know?
Absolutely. Well, yeah. I definitely don't want that. That's for sure. Yeah. So if you're just tuning in, that's what we're all about. And we've got Colby now calling in from Seattle, and maybe we can help him. Colby, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Hello.
Hey, Colby. How can I help you?
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Well, it's my pleasure.
Hey, I feel pretty good for the most part, but I work as a spiritual healer, energy healer,
okay.
And sometimes I get a headache, which turns into like fatigue and crabbiness with some clients. And I've tried different things and remedies and qigong and stuff, and I wanted to know if you had any thoughts about what you think is going on and what I can do to feel good regardless of who I'm working with.
Okay, what headaches, the main causes of headaches are either heart or bladder, an inflamed bladder. I get for you, it's your heart. So when you're, does it happen mostly when you're working with people?
It only happens when I'm working with people, but not everyone. some people sometimes.
Yeah, because they what
not consistent.
Right, they're drawn off you. So your heart is your main battery. Your brain is your second battery. So what happens is there. It's one of those things, you know, about protecting yourself. And sometimes we kind of let our guard down or we're not quite as aware and they kind of sneak in and snag your energy. So what happens with you is they draw your energy and then it affects your heart. So your heart goes in the low gear and that's when you get the headaches.
Ah.
So it's you could use a little nutrition. And if that's happening to you on that times, I would say that you're a good candidate to maybe give us a call at the office and put you on a program to keep you stable so that doesn't happen. And so it's kind of like underneath you, your heart, if that happens to you that easily, you want to just support your heart energetically. And that's with nutrition is how you do it. And I use Biotics Research Nutrition, and that would keep you more stable. Because I get the rest of you, and then your digestion's off a little bit. You need a little hydrochloric acid. And your brain, see, your brain does go in low gear. And that's so the front part of your brain, it goes in low gear. And then the back part of your brain, the cerebellum. And when the cerebellum, so that's what's happening to you. Your brain's going low, and then your heart's going low. And when they're drawing your energy, the back part of your brain goes low and you'll feel sometimes you get tired and you get spacey at all or yawning.
Not yawning, crabby, tired.
Yeah.
Flu-like.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. You just don't feel good. And there's different nutrition specific things that we would recommend for you that correct that right away and bring, it's not that difficult to do with what you have. You don't have a bad stuff. You just need to be tuned up to support what you do and the people you work with. And that can even happen to me. So that's what's going on with you, Colby. It's not, it's a big deal because of the way you feel. It doesn't keep you even and you're just going low. Your heart energy should be a 12 to a 15. Yours is a 7.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happens. Okay,
so it's not necessarily like an energetic problem. It's just pulling on me and then causing my system to stall.
There's pulling on you and it's causing a nutritional problem. So it's,
okay.
Yeah, it's like when you're working with people like that, it's about being nutritionally sound also because it's like a weaker area for you and that's what happens. So if you weren't doing what you're doing, your heart energy still goes a little low. I think your heart energy normally is a little low and then when that happens, it just bottoms you out.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean you have a diseased heart now. That just means you energetically you're in low gear. That could happen from an emotional event that's happened to you in the past. It could happen from a trauma that puts it in low gear, and you haven't quite pulled right out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But
thank you very much.
It's easy to correct. You can give us a call. Benny will give our number out here.
Yes, for here. Actually, I'll give out the number here for 800-930-2819 for the radio show. You have the number for your business location.
My number, yeah, you could call Rhonda at 888-777-4232. So it's 888-777-4232.
See? Perfect. We have a method to our madness here.
So good.
All right, let's take Alex calling in from Seattle. Hello, Alex. Welcome to the show. What's up?
Yes, thanks for taking my call. So my question is kind of similar to this previous one you were just talking about. I find that there's something in my interaction with people that gets sort of blocked where either I start feeling chest pains or I have a little trouble just sort of being present. And listen, I work in healthcare and I see lots of people all day, every day. And I also have a partner who's got a mental health issue. So, you know, there's just a lot of stuff that I sort of need to sort of be present with. And I do a lot of meditation, a lot of clearing, but sometimes I just find myself like where I just get like, you know what, I just get to a place where, especially with my partner, where I just say, okay, I can't go through another round of this. You know, just like I start to develop boundaries and I just kind of get like, okay, I just cannot deal with this again. Like this round of things just can't go on again. I get real frustrated about it.
What do you do in healthcare?
I am a visiting nurse in the holistic field. So it's a little physically challenging. But it's generally, you know, it's okay. It's just that I am dealing with a lot of people who, I don't know, you know, just mood swings or fears or you know, kind of things like that. And then my partner has depression, you know, mood swings. He's dyslexic. You know, there's just a lot of little things like that. So things get mixed up for him. He repeats things over and over again. So it's just a little hard for me sometimes.
Right. So what's happening with you is very similar to the previous caller, actually. What's happening with you is the first thing that's happening is people are drawing off you all the time, and your partner especially. And often when you're living with someone that has an issue like that, they will draw off you all the time just so they feel better. Now, it's not a bad thing, but they can't take everything you got. And now when you go into different houses, it's the same thing is happening. Your brain energy should be a 15, yours drops to a 2. So when you're, remember I said your heart is your main battery, your brain is your second battery. So if your brain energy goes low and you're getting hit not just at home, but everywhere. And do you sleep in the same bed as your partner?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. See, that's another thing is they draw off you all night long so you don't get a break. So it's about you really need to be on a good nutrition program for your brain, which is what I do, and get you stable because you can't get above it on your own. And it's pretty hard when you have so many people drawing off you. Yes, we can teach you and you can work on putting yourself in a bubble to protect yourself and to keep the energy. You just fill that bubble with positive energy and allow it to go out, but people can't come in and take your energy. And that's what's happening to you now. And like I said, when you're at home, you just have to be on guard all the time. Use essential oils to like clear your energy field, to protect your aura, and just be aware. Like before you even go into a house, fill that space with positive energy, fill you mm-hmm. with positive mm-hmm. energy. Mm-hmm. And it's a constant, you have to keep doing that. Because when mm-hmm. you let your guard down one time, you're zapped. And okay. With what you do, I can tell you that we can, if you were to come into the office, I could fine tune you and it would help you dramatically just to mm-hmm. stay above this. Because otherwise, you're the one that's going to wind up sick.
Yeah, well, when you say, you know, taking my energy, what do you mean by that? Is it like my perception or is it?
No, think about your body and think about most people energy. Think about, say, this light around your body. Like when if you hold out your arm, your energy should extend like 20 feet. That's mm-hmm. that's how your energy is. I can test people's energy, how much energy they have. So mm-hmm. your energy should expand beyond you. That's who you are. You're all about energy. So if someone comes in your space that has no energy, they automatically will draw off you. That means that energy goes to them. I'll give you an example. When I was teaching seminars all over the country, I would have a person come in, sit in the front row who was tired. And you could see they were tired. And then somebody comes in and sits right next to him who's wide awake, perky, feeling really good. And pretty soon, the one that's tired is awake and talking and feeling good, and the other person's going to sleep. So that's where they didn't protect themselves, and sometimes it's easy to forget, and the other person gets the energy, and then you're tired. Now, I would use that for an example when I taught to explain how that works. Now, if you take the correct nutrition for your brain, you can protect yourself and build up a little more, so that's not going to happen to you. Does that make sense? Energy is infinite. Yeah. I could think of somebody across the world, and if they're a relative and they're tired, they can take my energy. Yeah, I mean, that can happen. It doesn't matter where they are. They could be in New York or wherever it is. If you're talking on the phone, you're talking to a relative, you get off the phone, and all of a sudden you're tired, you're yawning, you're spacey. They just drew your energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an intentional thing. It's just what happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see. Yes, I understand now. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, this is really helpful. It sounds like I should
call Rhonda, yeah. And because it's going to help you with everything. You can't be in a house with somebody. And remember, it's not like you don't want to help people with, you don't mind sharing a little energy, but they can't be wiping you out so it makes you sick. Because,
Right. Again,
it's your brain that goes low and then your heart goes low. And then you get into other trouble. That's
what you
don't want.
Mm-hmm.
So you could call Rhonda at 888-777-4232, and it would be very easy to fine-tune you, and they'll help you with how this works and what else you could do to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. We appreciate the call. And for here in the radio show, we are talking about sleep on today's Mary Jane Mack Show, being brought to you by the Transformation Talk Radio Network. 800-930-2819 is the number. If you'd like to join us, we have a few minutes left. We have one caller waiting. It's Tareen. We'll get to you actually right after this break, because we do have one right now. So again, you are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show, and we'll be right back with more.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's HIRELearners.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Are you ready to make deep, lasting, transformative changes? Then tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio for Susanna Jameson's hit show, Love, Light, Sound Radio. During her show, Susanna inspires and supports spiritually and health-conscious individuals all over the world to reconnect with their heart, their inner peace, and balance. Love, Light, Sound Radio. Transformation happens here now. For more information, visit SusannaJameson.com.
Hi, this is Mary Jane, the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation.
Talk Radio Network?
Exactly.
That sounds good, too. Exactly. Yeah, that's where you're at. Yep, totally. See, you're filling in for, usually Nancy does that.
Exactly.
So I know.
Wait a minute.
So
where am I?
So I'll fill in real quick. So the Mary Jane Mack Show is brought to you by the Transformation Talk Radio Network. We are taking your calls today, kind of centered around sleep. And if you're getting enough or not enough, I mean, things could be inhibiting that or a factor, so to speak. So you, we'd love to have you on the show. 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. We have a couple of minutes left, and we'll take Tareen calling in from Federal Way. So, Tareen, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
How are you, Tareen? How can I help you?
Hi. Well, I'm calling about my daughter. She's 17, and over the course of the last, I'd say, 3 to 4 years, she has just gained a lot of weight. And it seems to me, although, you know, she does have cravings for things like pizza and spaghetti and whatnot and may eat more than I would, it seems that it generally I don't think she eats the amount of food to sustain that weight or to have that gain. She's also suffered from some anxiety issues, you know, over the course of her teen years here, which is somewhat normal, but I think hers is more extreme than the average. I'm just wondering if you see anything that might help her.
Absolutely. I see these teens. I mean, they really, I see more teens with anxiety and stress. Poor kids are under so
much. Look at what they have to deal with. I mean, they got so much in front of them these days. I still stress out.
Yeah, it's really.
It's not helping them.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how well some of them do.
Yes.
So what's going on with your daughter? What's your daughter's name?
Her name is Lydia.
Okay. What she has, she's a 2 straight across the board. That means all her organs are functioning at a 2 because she has a gallbladder and a bile duct, that's the liver, that's a 2. So she's not digesting and absorbing her food. And she's had this for about 3 years. So gallbladder is resentment, liver, bile duct's anger. So a lot of, you know, how do we get into this thing? Well, a lot of emotions throw you into this. Everything is emotionally based. So when you have this, you're not digesting and absorbing. So when you eat, you don't get the nutrients out of the food. So you're always going for the quick fix and grazing and you're not satisfied. And so what I would do with her is put her on a nutritional program to clear her gallbladder, because she's what I consider in a crisis, being a 2. I would put her on a program to clear her gallbladder and her bile duct, get things working, her stomach. She also has a toxic stomach, and I don't think she has stones. I think it would be easy to work and clear this out. It's not like a lot of heavy stones. The other thing is, while we do that, I do a technique called neuroemotional technique and can clear any emotion that might have got her into it. And it's very easy and a simple technique. It's not complicated. It's not anything that she she doesn't even have to say anything for me to clear it. But that would be the best thing for her, is to come in. And the other thing, when you're talking about anxiety, when you have a gallbladder that's a two, now that backs up your heart and puts your heart in low gear. That's where the anxiety comes from. Does she get heart palpitations or racing heart at all?
Yeah, when she's had, I guess, what you'd call panic attacks, and I've had to pick her up at school, they kind of go in ebb and flows. This year so far, she hasn't had any of those, but last year's school, she had several of them where I had to come and pick her up from school. And
so when she had the,
what
were the symptoms when she had the panic attack?
I think just feeling like she can't breathe, sort of. She's crying.
I mean, sometimes they can present in different ways. That it's all related to this. It's all related to the same thing. So, like, if she, other people might start treating all her symptoms, for example, but it's the gallbladder and the liver that's causing the problem. Once you take care of that, everything, then we see if she needs anything to support the heart. Often, we don't need to do anything, but we take care of the main issue and then fine-tune her to get her evened out. And again, that you would be amazed. And the young people change dramatically. It's not like older. If you're a little bit older, it takes a little more work to get you through it, which isn't that long. But young people can change pretty dramatically. And then, you know, it's a good thing to get it taken care of before, say, if she went to college or moved on. And then I teach her tools of what she needs to do if she comes into any situation that she has an issue with. So you can call Rhonda at 888-777-4232, and we would be happy to take really good care of her and get her back on track.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you very much. Sure. I will make that call.
Okay. We'll look forward to meeting you.
Yeah, thanks, Tareen, for calling in and joining the show today. We have time for probably one, maybe two more for Mary Jane Mack's show. Of course, we're discussing about sleep and how the behavior in and around it is in your life. We maybe can help you if you're having struggles with it, or if you're getting too much, I'd like to take some of that off you because I could use some more sleep myself. So we'll take Marilyn. Marilyn's actually calling from Bellevue. And the number, 800-930-2819 for the show. So Marilyn, welcome to the show.
Hi, Marilyn.
Yeah, hi. Thank you.
How can I help you?
Well, I was in a car accident a little over a year ago, and I'm doing exercise. And anyway, I use a heating pad at night and put that on my neck and my upper back. And then sometimes I put it on my stomach. And I'm just wondering if that's helping me or hurting me.
It's hurting you. It's electricity.
Okay.
It's really bad for you. If I check you to see what's going on with you, it's electrical. If you had to use something, get an old-fashioned hot water bottle. I mean, they still sell those. And you just put warm water in them. Those are okay to use, and they stay hot pretty long. So, but the heating pad, it's like an electric blanket. You're just putting it all over you, and that causes the bladder issue. So if I check you, you do have a bladder issue. Do you notice that?
Not at all.
Yeah, your bladder is a 10, 20, 30, 60, 90. It's a 90. It should be a 10. Now, bladder issues can go unrecognized or unnoticed, but show up in other ways. You can have hip pain. You could have joint pain. You could have legs that feel fuller or retain water. You can have any kind of lower pelvic pain. You could have back pain. So again, it could be other things. You could have trouble breathing. It can go up to your neck and sinuses. Do you have any of those things?
So I have lower leg water retention.
Yeah, that can be from that too. Your lower leg has to do with your bladder. Now, when you stop using the heating pad, your bladder gets better. So that sick electricity is causing the bladder issue. And then just try getting rid of that. Just don't try. Get rid of it. And if you had to do something, use a hot water bottle. and see the difference that it makes. Do you get a stiff back when you wake up in the morning?
No. Today I have one. I don't know if it's because my body's shifting, but yeah.
Well,
but
I get your bladder's inflamed, and that often causes low back pain. And sometimes pelvic pain, sometimes hip pain or joint pain. It can be, you feel it somewhere else, but it's coming from that bladder. But it's mostly caused from the sick electricity. The rest of your room at night, the score is pretty good, except the bed with the heating pad. Score's a 3. So there you go.
Okay.
That's an easy solution.
So then if I just do that, then I shouldn't have any more, like the bladder issues or the lower leg retention?
That should improve it, yeah. And when you get rid of that, if I check you, you're pretty good. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay.
Yeah.
That's
so,
exactly
and you'll
what
know,
I needed to
you'll,
know. Then.
You'll know right away within a day or two, you'll notice the difference. It's that quick.
Okay. Perfect.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you so much.
All right. That concludes, I think, the show for today. We got a couple minutes left, of course, for Mary Jane. Well, actually, I take that back. We could probably get in one more. I'm feeling frisky. Why not?
Okay.
I know, right? Yeah. 800-930-2819 for the Mary Jane Mack Show. Until then, why don't we give out a little bit more information about the sleep and how we can do better around it, maybe, or some information about your you?
Okay. Well, let's give a little few quick tips on sleeping.
Okay, let's do it.
So when you're sleeping, again, if you sleep, the best position is on your back with support for your neck and being comfortable. If you're not comfortable when you go to bed, you're going to flip and turn, and that's what the sick electricity causes you to do, flip and move around all night, and then you'll never have a really good sleep. So have the right position, get rid of the electronics. Make sure that you have shades in the room that block out the light. Keep your drains clean regularly. And if you know you have really old lamps or old cords on anything, replace them or just unplug them. That's a big easy thing to do. So those are some simple things to keep doing. And again, I'm in Issaquah. I have an office in Issaquah, Washington. I see people all over the United States, and it you can call on any health condition or anything that's affecting who you are and what you want to be. I mean, we talk not only about your health, but where are you in your life and what's keeping you from going to where being in your power and standing up for who you're supposed to be. Life is a journey, and the health issues are only red flags saying, help me, and trying to get your attention to be a better person or have stronger energy or attract the dreams that you want.
Perfect. Hey, we just snagged one more caller real fast. Let's go to our phone lines. Hi, you're live on the air with Mary Jane Mack Show. Who's this?
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
It's our pleasure. What's your name?
It's Kara.
How can I help you, Kara?
Hello. So I have some left hip issues. Over the last year, they've diagnosed it with osteoarthritis and a torn hip labrum. And I'm trying to, rather than go the hip replacement route, of course, I'm trying a lot of other things first. But I'm just wondering what you see or what I might need to attend to otherwise.
You have a bladder issue. There's no doubt. You have a toxic stomach and you have a bladder issue. Your bladder scores it's like 600, way over 600. So your bladder is very inflamed, and that's what's affecting your hip. Your hip will never get better until you take care of your bladder, because your bladder is so inflamed, that's your whole pelvis area. So definitely you could give us a call, and I could put you on a program and show you how that we could change that. When I do the numbers, when you do that, it changes your hip dramatically.
Hopefully that works out for Kara, and thanks for joining us on the Mary Jane Mack Show today, being brought to you by the Transformation Talk Radio Network. One more time, Mary Jane, information about you and how to get a hold of you. You got that? And Rhonda, the folks at the office?
Okay.
There we go.
It's info@maryjanemack.com, and it's Rhonda, 888-777-4232. We're there for you and happy to take care of you and take you on a good road to health.
Yeah, and hopefully we've cured some issues around sleep, and hopefully everyone gets more of that. So
it was a great day.
We'll
great show.
Yeah, we'll see you next time.